quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula which includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. I came to parenting with everything I learned in childhood: yelling, punishing, controlling, and shaming. After trying almost every method, I found connected parenting and was totally shocked when empathy, listening, doing away with rewards and consequences, and being a safe place actually worked. It moved the behaviors of my children and it felt good, especially with my very strong-willed and highly sensitive oldest daughter. This podcast was born out of the idea of sharing the message and helping parents find more peace in a modern world. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. So glad you're here. Welcome back to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I want to talk about college. I want to talk about getting into college. I want to talk about, you know, maybe not going to college. I want to talk about what this whole thing looks like and how our society has so like revved up in this area. And I'm not talking about just the American society. I see it. I have a lot of clients in London and England, and I think they're having even a bigger, you know, response to this idea that everyone needs to go to college and that you have to have, you know, in a certain education, you have to go to certain schools and you have to really abide by all these societal rules, and that this is actually going to make you prosperous and happy. And I just saw somebody speaking recently on a reel saying, "Do you want your children to be happy?" And the guy said, "No, I want them to be productive. Because if you're not productive, you're not happy." And I don't agree with that at all. I think if you're not happy, you can't be productive. So I look at it just the opposite way. If you're not connected and not doing well in your relationships, are you really ultimately able to be productive? Is your brain working? Are you able to think well? Can you be creative? Can you access all of the marvels inside your mind if you're not in a connected relationship? Or are you living more in fear, in fight, flight, or freeze? Are you living outside of, you know, your reasoning ability because you're not fully engaged? So just a little story. So Esme just got into college. She is a great kid, but she is not like this exceptional, incredible student or an exceptional, incredible master of a certain instrument or a certain activity or a certain sport. She's a good student. She has no activities, really. She has no sports whatsoever. She's just a kid. And she got into college and she got accepted to her first college. And I'm happy if she's happy, if that's what she wants to do. But she came to the table the other night. It was Pia and my dad and I and Esme. And in the middle of dinner, the poor kid starts bawling her brains out. "I don't want to leave home. I know I want to stay with you forever, mommy. I'm never going to leave. And what am I supposed to do? Just leave and do everything for myself? I don't want to go yet. I'm too young. High school's almost over." I mean, the kid was having a major meltdown around this idea that this might be her last year at home. And she was scared. And I said to her, "Listen, you don't have to go. You don't have to go to college. You can stay home. We have so many options. You can go to community college and live at home. You can take a year off and work. You can, maybe you want to go to be an au pair in Europe, we talked about. Maybe you want to go to Europe and work for a year. Maybe you want to work for 6 months and save your money and travel for 6 months. Maybe you don't want to go to college at all. Maybe you want to go to cosmetology school. We've talked about a lot of different things. And she was very receptive to all of it and thinking about all of it and hasn't decided if she's going to go this whole four-year university route. And I'm totally okay with it. In fact, I think it is a gift that she can be able to make this decision. How can a child know what they want to do at 18 years old? How can she make such a huge decision, go to university and pick a career at 18? That's what she said too. She's like, well, I don't know what I want to study. I don't know what I want to do. My dad and I are both, you don't have to decide right now, honey. You don't have to go to college for whenever you want, or you don't have to go to college at all. And there's a lot of research out now that says that kids who get good grades don't necessarily have good careers in the end. So it isn't that if you don't get good grades and get into the college of your dreams that you're not going to be successful financially and both emotionally. So I don't think that we have to pressure our children to play, you know, an instrument their whole life. Before we dive into the next segment, a quick shout out to our fantastic sponsors who make this free podcast possible. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before my period. I always used to feel like I was walking in quicksand and craving the most unhealthy of foods. My sleep was always off and my moods were unpredictable. Now it's easier to manage PMS with EstroControl. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 14,000 reviews of Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off the entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code PEACE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PEACE for 15% off today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used mylifeinabook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today. Okay, back to the episode. I had a mom tell me the other day, she goes, well, your child can't get into college unless they like create their own community service or they create their own philanthropic community. And I was looking at her like, are you serious? You actually believe that your kid cannot get into school unless they come up with an engineer, some program that's brand new? I think we're pressuring ourselves and our children way too much. There are tons of schools out there, state schools, community colleges, lots of places for our kids to end up going and getting higher education if they want to. And not all of them are going to go to Ivy League schools. Not all of them are going to go to UCLA. That is okay. That is okay. And it doesn't mean that you're not successful. And it doesn't mean that your child is not successful. And Esme even said it, she's like, everyone's going to be making fun of me, is what she said, if I don't go to college. And, you know, I just let her sit with it. I didn't really even say anything. But she really felt that deeply. Like, she really felt like, I feel pressured because of the girls she goes to school with or the community that we're in, that she has to follow this certain path in order to be accepted in society. And I think that's where we're at these days, is that it's not only us pressuring our kids, but it's society saying, like, you have to do these things. We have a broken system here. We have a system that is stressing everybody out. Parents, kids, even school faculty and staff. Like, now these schools, so our school especially, like, they don't get kids to apply to their school unless they have great acceptance rates. So they want every single kid to get accepted to college and to get accepted to very prestigious colleges because it makes them look better. And to what avail? To making kids feel as if they have to fulfill all of these rules in society at the cost of their own well-being and at the cost of our well-being, to be honest. You know, are we working ourselves so hard to give our kids all of these things because we think that it's going to get them into college or it's going to make them successful or they're somehow going to be better people, when all they really need is love and connection, and they will find their way. They don't need an activity every single day. They don't need an activity at all. They don't need to do a sport. They need to be well-adjusted. They need to be loved unconditionally. They need to know that we have their back no matter what, and that at the end of this whole experience, they want to come home for Christmas or Hanukkah or any sort of anything, for your birthday for that matter. Do they want to come home and be with you at the end of this experience after 18 or 20 years? Do they want to spend time with you? And are they happy in their own skin? So Esme is going to make a decision here one of these days. And I'm happy to tell her, I'm happy to stand by her side no matter what it is. I will support her whether she goes to four-year university or whether she stays home and ends up waitressing for a year or nannying for a year or whatever it is that she decides. I do not have any stake in this game because this is her life and I want her to be able to choose her own path. And do I think she'll be messing up if she stays home? No, not at all. I know she will eventually get to the place that she needs to go. And we will get there together. And I will help her and support her. I won't tell her what to do. And I won't necessarily tell her what not to do. But I will listen. And I will ask her to outweigh the good and the bad. And I will ask her what she feels and what she wants and how comfortable she is. And we will discuss it together. But I'm not married to the idea of her going to a four-year university. It isn't something that I think is absolutely necessary. And I don't think that if she doesn't go, that she will be ruined. And so I will hope that some of us can get there to this place. Like, can we allow our children to be children and get to the place they need to get by just supporting them and without really, you know, having our own opinion and our own thought about where they should go? Because does that lead us to over-controlling or over-scheduling or over-parenting for that matter at just this to fulfill this idea of what we want and how we picture it all. I hope that somewhere in here you can, even if you don't have kids who are college age or even in high school, you are going to get there. And I know a lot of people who are operating in this activity sports world in second and third and fourth grade because they are worried about college. So give your kid a break. Give yourself a break. Everyone will be okay. Esme got into a four-year university with no activities and no sports. All right. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I'm so glad you are here, and I'll see y'all next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.